Telephone.
I do this a lot lately. I like completely forget that the show's starting and just let it go.
I'm just bullshitting with Eli.
I was just so, you know, enthralled with what we were talking about. You know, all the shit we're talking about. Legend.
Yeah. Legend's the kind of the coolest. I like him.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really agree. You know, I think Legend's retarded.
You just like stir the pot.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Legend rules. He helps me stalk people.
Yeah.
That's how we met. He helped me stalk somebody in Florida.
Nice.
He took a picture of his house for me. Which you can read all about in the PLA book.
I made a commercial up front earlier today. I'll upload it later.
You made a commercial for the PLA book?
Well, I was filming the coldness outside, and I said, y'all fuckers need to buy the PLA book to people that watch my.
That's great. That's awesome. You should just go around town yelling that at everyone.
Okay.
It's a deal.
That's crazy. It just might work.
Hey, you're on the phone show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm calling about the Packer tickets.
You're live on the air. Which kind of tickets?
The Packers.
Oh, fuck the Packers. They're not going to win.
Yeah. Go Bears.
Fuck you and your Packers. You know, I just put that ad up there so I could, like, talk to Packers fans and yell at them and tell them how retarded they are.
And call them Fudge Packers.
Oh, he didn't hear that last line.
Oh.
Wait, let's call him back. I don't know who put, yeah. I don't know who put Packers tickets up, but
yeah.
The call keeps dropping, I don't know why.
He's in a deep inside a cheese tub.
I don't know anything about Packers or Bears or anything.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
You want to yell at his voicemail?
627-450-536 is not available.
Are you going to talk to his voicemail?
Please record your message.
Yeah,
when
just
you have finished recording,
Bears.
You may hang up or press 1 for more options.
You fucking loser. Yeah, go Bears. Packers suck, you fucking loser.
Yeah, more like Fudge Packers, LOL.
LOL, OMG, bitch.
That'll teach you to call about Packers tickets. All right, bye.
The noise.
I don't do that nearly enough anymore.
You don't.
there's been a bunch of people calling, and I haven't picked up because we were messing with that guy. And it's probably just more Craigslist ads.
Maybe Pokemon cards.
So I'm going to look at my notes that, like, date back several months. It looks like I deleted it all last time. The PLA voice bridge is blocked by Magic Jack. When you try to call the PLA voice bridge from a Magic Jack phone number, you get, it's like, you know, we can't connect you to this voice bridge. Call our sponsored voice bridge instead. Isn't that fucked up?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is.
That's news from, like, 4 months ago when I noticed that. Because I was trying to call the PLA voice bridge and it wouldn't let me.
How did they... it's cool you still had a voice bridge going. And two, it's weird that Magic Jack would, like, circumvent it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's illegal. Like there's been cases like this before where, you know, phone companies block numbers because it's not in their best interest to support it.
Yeah.
So they're like...
But like I said, it's cool. You still had a phone bridge going.
Yeah. It's like the hotels, like in Vegas, they, like if you call certain call girl numbers, they'll forward your call. Instead of going to that call girl number, they'll forward it to, like, their own, you know, in-house call girls or whatever.
Oh.
They used to hire hackers to do that. I read a big story on it.
Really?
Yeah. It's a cool story.
I wanna go to wherever the fuck, Haiti, where the earthquake is. I figure I can get some underage prostitutes there.
Alright, that's enough of that. We only talk about that off the air, Matt.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah. My name's Roy.
Hey, Michigan or Wisconsin person, are you calling about Packers tickets?
Yep.
We hate the Packers. Fuck you.
You fucking faggot.
Go Bears.
Pick your fucking ass, motherfucker.
I'm glad I wasted your time with this ad.
Whatever, asshole.
Isn't that hilarious that I wasted your time like that? Are you just laughing? Sir, are you laughing on the inside?
No, he's crying because the Packers always lose to the Bears.
Have a nice day, sir. Alright, he's gone.
Yeah, I give a fuck about sports, but I know there's a big rivalry going on between Packers and Bears.
I like sports people when you insult their sports. That's the best.
Oh, yeah. And Packers and Bears, it's like you couldn't get two gayer-sounding teams together.
There's a toll-free number calling us.
Problems with your phone? Press 3. To see if you're eligible for a phone upgrade, 4. For all other questions, 0.
I would hope that was 0.
Sorry, I didn't get that. To activate or swap a new phone or data card, press 1. For sales or to check on...
Someone's just forwarding, three-waying phone companies on with us.
Oh, yeah. Where's Legend at?
That was my big news item. It was the thing from 4 months ago.
What was the Magic Jack? Google 411's down too.
411. Oh, Google 41. Oh yeah.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Holy crap! I think we broke this news a while back. But yell it anyway, so it sounds important.
Oh, this is very important breaking news. Just came in from Chris Ellerback. The Google 411 does not work anymore.
Of course the show has to start out with his name. Hi, Florida.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. You're not calling about Packers tickets, are you?
No.
Oh. Who's this?
Mike.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi.
Is your last name Hunt?
Tee. Do you get it?
No.
No. Oh, never mind then. So what are you calling in about?
I'm just calling for the phone show. Fucking bored out of my mind.
I see. I hope this is helping. I'm sure enjoying it.
You should go hang out with fucking Legend. Find him. He's in Florida.
Yeah. This guy's a little bit more south, though. He's up in Tampa, though. You should go hang out with Legend and, call in together. Legend's crazy.
That'd be awesome. He does a great Travis Bickle impersonation.
Yeah, he drives a cab and everything just for the impersonation.
Yeah.
That's like fun.
Huh?
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. You should do the same thing.
He hung up.
No, I hung up on him.
I'm just calling up because I'm bored out of my mind and I have nothing to say.
Oh, wait, we gotta pick up the 703 because they've been calling in Hi.
Hello. We'll be connecting your call momentarily. We look forward to speaking with you. If you did not request this call, you may press the star key twice to block future calls.
Oh my god, let's do that.
this sounds awesome.
So, hey, unknown caller. Who are you?
Welcome to Land's End. My name is Fred. How may I help today? Hey.
Hey, Rox.
Did you say you were with Lansend?
I'm sorry?
You're with Lansend?
Yeah, this is Lansend.
Oh, what you doing there?
Lansend. I need a nice warm winter's coat.
Is that what that is? I thought it was like a furniture store or something. Oh, he hung up.
Hey.
I have a history with Lansend. Hi, Roxy.
I have a news story, so you better cue up that news story music again.
Hurry, go, go, go.
Verizon has a new landline wireless service that they're starting up.
It's where about time.
They're trying to get people, I guess, to use home phones again because everyone's using cell phones now. So you plug it in and it works over their wireless network. And I don't know what the point is of that.
Oh, so it's just a home phone service that's internet, like a VoIP, like Comcast does.
I think it's new. I think it's a different type of new thing.
I thought you meant they were gonna, like 10 years ago, these cell phone providers. There was this company that made these, like little things you put your phone in, your cell phone in, as you get home, and it runs your cell phone on all of the home phones in the house. I thought that was an awesome idea. I thought that's what you meant.
And they're like, we can't make any money on this.
They're doing a new thing. I'll have to look at the
damn it, Roxy. Thing.
What?
Shouldn't you have researched this before you called in?
I did. Yeah. I read something about it, and I was like, that's cool, but I don't understand. I don't understand what the point is of it, because you can just, if you want
to... The point is to take your money. It's a Verizon.
If you want to be on their wireless network, you get a freaking cell phone with them. I mean, I have a cell phone, and I carry it around with me everywhere, and I have it at home. I only use it at home. Yeah. I mean, that's all I use when I'm home, is my cell phone. So yeah. I don't have a home phone.
But you're saying this isn't that. This isn't like cell phones that run over home phone lines.
It's like you plug it into your phone line, and it goes over the wireless network.
I see.
What does it make the whole cable a fucking antenna?
I hate their idea.
I think it's kind of retarded. It says wireless home phone option shows that Verizon cares about landline customers.
Well, who said they didn't? They do like Fios all over the place.
Verizon Wireless has begun selling a landline replacement option called Home Phone Connect.
So it is Verizon Wireless. I thought you said it had nothing to do with wireless.
No, I didn't say that.
Well, you said it was Wi-Fi, not wireless.
I didn't say...
You said the only communist uses it.
It doesn't say exactly what it is, but it says
She's only so smart.
The plug-in device supports voice calling and all landline features.
I need another drink.
Yeah.
I don't understand. A home phone... Okay.
Keep
Verizon
talking while we
Wireless
drink.
Home Phone Connect provides a high-quality home phone service on Verizon Wireless's voice network. You can plug in your existing home phone into the Home Phone Connect unit. Complete the over-the-air service activation and begin making calls while keeping your existing home telephone number. I don't know exactly what it is or what the point is.
Like
I just want to know if you knew anything.
Sounds like crazy voodoo. This is witchcraft. Roxy the witch.
Do you know what it is, Arby?
I have no idea, because I thought I did at first, and then...
Really not a lot of information about it in this article.
I always thought it'd be cool if cell phone companies did provide home phone service. Like, you know, they just give you a box, and you attach it to your T&I box, and you get your home phone service over cell phone lines.
But what is the point of having a home phone if you have a cell phone?
I have a home phone. Well, no, I have a Magic Jack. I don't have a home phone anymore.
But why?
Okay, well, when your kids get older and you start leaving them alone, you're going to want, like, a home phone in the house, right? For 911?
Why?
What if they have to call for an emergency?
You give them a cell phone.
Okay, kids are stupid. They'll lose the cell phone. But, you know, if there's an emergency, they can run into the hallway and they can dial 911.
Oh, and then they'll know without talking. Yeah, I guess they don't have to talk because they won't know their address because they'll be retarded.
Roxy, I think someone's calling about your Packer tickets. Could you?
Oh, okay, sure.
Take this call.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. What's going on?
I was calling about the tickets.
Which ones?
The Packer tickets.
Duh.
Oh, okay, because I have a couple of different tickets here, and I don't know. Are you talking about the Yo Gabba Gabba tickets?
No.
Wait, what did you say?
The Packer tickets for Sunday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have the tickets to the Paulies. Do you want that?
For who?
Oh, it's just this small music group. I have tickets for them. Is that what you're calling about?
No, the free Packer tickets off of Craigslist.
Oh, okay. See, the Packers suck, so I have tickets to the Bears, but not to the Packers.
Yeah, fuck you for liking the Packers, lady. You're an idiot.
I'm sorry. That's my friends hate the Packers.
She just hung up.
Are you going to call her back?
Yeah, let's call her back.
Okay. Oh. You can talk, Brad. You can be like, why'd you hang up, bitch? You have more authority.
That's because I'm a man, goddammit.
Yes, you are.
I ran out of different things to say, different events.
So even though we're not broadcasting audio on Ustream, there's still 10 listeners. Hi, why'd you hang up on my wife? You got a problem with her? You want some problems, lady?
No.
What'd you hang up for? She's trying to answer your questions. You don't need to be a bitch about it. Oh, she's gone.
Aw. You scared her.
That's the best. That's like the only one we can't come back from.
You have so much authority in your voice. But I wanted to come up with different events, but I just couldn't. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, I don't know anything about the Packers either.
I just made up the Paulies.
He always has this smile in his voice.
Matt, are you downloading porn again? Your connection sucks.
No, it just sucks because I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because what?
I'm in the bathroom.
The bathroom?
He's peeing.
Yeah, let me take my
he's urinating.
He's in his bomb shelter.
I'm trying to look up this Verizon thing, but I can't find any information on it. But, you know, I just...
Okay, hold on.
No, it's okay. I don't give a shit, actually.
Oh, I already read the article that I have, so it has to be a different one.
But do I sound any better now?
You sound good sometimes, and then every once in a while it just cuts out. So right now you sound fine.
Well, I quit the Ustream, so I don't get to see your lovely floppy hair, sir.
Oh, yeah, that'll probably help.
Oh, I found something on Verizon's... there's something on Verizon's website about it.
Oh, Roxy, let me tell you about this amazing innovative thing that Verizon did a couple of years ago that was just going to revolutionize the home telephone systems everywhere. But but first, hi, Virginia.
Hello. We'll be connecting your call momentarily.
That's that thing. That's that thing where I need to hit star twice. But anyway, Verizon made this revolutionary new home telephone. They had like a big screen on the phone, and you could have apps for it. And it was really it was really cool. Picture caller ID. It is like the phone of the future.
10 years ago, and you could put apps on it.
No. This was like 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. Okay. It was stupid because everyone's on cell phones now, and suddenly they want to make home phones amazing. And it would have been amazing if we didn't all have cell phones. It would be awesome. But
and you're you can only do so much with the twisted pair. You can only send so much data.
Yeah.
Wait.
It was a cool phone. It made me want to, have a home phone. But it was stupid because
Home Phone Connect offers a cost-effective alternative to current landline service and comes equipped with a dual-band fixed wireless GPS.
Holy fucking shit.
Just in case. Why? Why?
He's good on the dramatic cues.
He just couldn't not be dramatic for that.
It's calling from inside the house.
Guys, we should call pizza places again and order with their own phone number.
Okay. Let's do that right now.
Call that Domino's place that you always call every show.
Hey, Evie. Evie.
Yeah, she does that in IRC, too. She comes in and then she doesn't talk.
Oh, Evie's going to call to the show and, like, idle. She's just going to idle. Someone give her ops.
She's doing it so she can hear the show.
Why?
She's a question mark.
I don't know.
She doesn't have guys.
Because you're not broadcasting audio.
She doesn't have internet access where she is.
Guess what?
What?
I'm uploading a video right now.
Oh, that's incredible. Yeah, everyone go to...
The tree cutting call that everyone harassed me about.
YouTube.com/TheRoxy.
OMG Hacks.
Oh, okay.
OMG Hacks.net. And I'm uploading the tree cutting call that you advertised the last week.
Yay, I can't
wait. Or 2 weeks ago or whatever, that somebody was like, why aren't you doing it? Where is it? Where is it? I'm like, shut up. This one guy bugged me about it. Just one guy.
I'm ready to, like...
All because...
Oh, no, go ahead. Sorry.
Huh?
Sorry.
No, all because you decided to let out the secret that I had a call coming.
Who let the dogs out?
I messed it all up. I'm sorry.
Dude, I got your book.
That's great.
I just wanted to say thank you publicly.
I wish I could reach the camera.
For sending it.
I could show all the people watching, like, the book is all boxed up. I have, like, 50 boxes sitting here to go to the post office tomorrow.
Oh!
So, like, the rest...
You got more books?
Yeah. Yeah, like, only half of the shipment came in before, so the rest of it just came in today. And they're... Oh, crap. What just happened? Tell me that didn't happen. Oh, cancel. Hello. All right, I just fucked things up here. So, I'm going to play music and try and get them back on the line. Oh my gosh, what's happening now? Am I still going? I'm scared. Oh, there it goes.
All the ladies. All the ladies. Yo, I only got one objective, and that's all, to keep feeding more and more alcohol. So you get your booty on the dance floor, maybe I can see what's under your bra. But all you wanna do is just keep on talking that crap.
You're listening to The Phone Show with Linear and RBCP.
Oops, not Linear. Let's
go to the phones. Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
Awesome. I don't necessarily need to be here for this.
Can I?
I'm gonna keep the headphones on.
Motherfucker, I'm awesome. No, you're not, dude. Don't lie. I'm awesome. I'm driving around in my mom's ride. I'm awesome.
That's what your signature looks like.
Oh, it says Cutter.
Something like
Roxy,
that.
Roxy, do you want to tell the listeners what we're talking about?
Oh.
We're on the air now.
Oh, we're talking about Brad's tattoo.
No, that's private.
We're talking about the tramp stamp that says, God buy the it. PLA book, you fucking faggots.
We're going back off the
No,
air.
Matt and I were talking about, Matt was telling me he got copy number 10, so I was just telling him I got copy number 8.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're trying to one-up me. That's
yeah,
cool.
Exactly. Roxy. I don't think it's literally the 8th book that was printed.
Well, no, it's like the 8th one.
No, it's not. Because I saw all the misprints of the stamps.
Yeah, there's, but those could have come after 8. But yeah, I screwed up quite a few. I only screwed up one today. Like the first 50, I screwed up like 5. I don't think
you could have. I should have requested a 666 one.
No, there is none.
You know what you should
it
do
only goes up to 100.
Yeah.
When you screw it up, you should white it out and then stamp it again.
Oh.
You should just X it out in, like, big black fucking marker.
That's what I did, and I just gave those to, like, people that were going to give them to other people, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
What did you write in that one guy's book?
Which
you
one
were telling guy? Me? I forgot what.
Oh,
you told
I wrote
me,
so many horrible things to people.
Like, oh yeah, you told him about buying cocaine or something.
Oh yeah, I'm like, I never could have finished this book if you hadn't supplied me with all that cocaine. Thanks a lot, I appreciate it. And I wrote.
I like that too. That's good stuff.
Yeah,
the cocaine.
Cocaine's the best.
Yeah, that's, I said if it was Matt, he would have definitely traded cocaine for a book.
There was one guy that I signed today, and I'm like, I wrote in his book, you know, there are children starving to death in Africa, and this is how you choose to spend your money. I hope you think about all the children dying while you're reading this, you selfish jerk. And signed my name to
nice.
It.
I like, I you were actually nice in mine. You wrote, even though you stood me up that one time, I still think you're kind of awesome.
Yeah, I wasn't
that
really...
That was really sweet.
You were one
I
of
cried.
You were one of the first ones I sent out, so I wasn't really in my stride of being an asshole yet. Hi, Oregon person.
Oh. Hi, Oregon.
Hi. I bet you're evil gold.
Is Roxy there?
No. Yeah, let me go get her. Roxy!
Coming!
Roxy, quit menstruating. You got a phone call.
Okay, give me a minute. Hello? Wait. Oh. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
I just saw you on Craigslist.
You saw me on Craigslist?
Yeah.
Was it the penis
personally?
Picture?
Huh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a picture with your hand in front of your face.
Really?
Yeah.
I figured it was the penis picture from Chat Roulette.
I used to have the hand in front of my face picture on Skype.
You still
well,
do.
It says here, let's have dinner tonight.
I still do.
Call me ASAP.
So do you guys want to exchange phone numbers? Should I go off
let's
the air?
Let's have dinner tonight?
Yeah, you're going out to dinner, Rox.
Why would I post that in Oregon? That doesn't make any sense, dude.
Are you in Oregon, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in Oregon. Why, you're not in Oregon?
No.
Yeah, we're all in Oregon.
Oh, yeah, we're at Arby's.
We're looking at a party. We got a big freaky party going on over here.
We're at RBCP's house. Come on over, dude. Arby, give him your address.
Wait, let's just go to his house. What's your address?
Well, I got roommates. There's no room
dude,
in my house.
No, dude, we'll go off the air.
I thought it was Evil Gold, because he has the same area code.
Oh.
Wait, no. That's maybe that's Evie.
No, it's definitely not us.
Okay.
Evie, hey, sorry I couldn't come over the other day.
Oh, it's okay. I had some really other people come over instead.
See, Oregon, you're missing out on all this hot tail. Where do we meet you at?
So where are you guys at? Area code 505.
We're in New Mexico.
Oh,
we didn't tell you.
We're in Oregon, New Mexico.
You're yeah, New Mexico? we're calling from the cell.
Oh, hi Canada.
Well, how do you get a picture on Craigslist on Portland?
It's crazy. There's this internet thing, and you can change the city you're from, and there's no way for them to tell.
Oh my God, guys.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Canada.
This guy doesn't know about phone losers. He's just responding to a Craigslist ad. Somebody must have actually posted that because.
Holy shit!
Did you post it?
I didn't post anything.
Wait,
Canada person 604. What are you calling for?
I'm calling about your iPad.
I think that's the
work. It's got menstrual juice all over it, and we left it in Oregon.
I want to
take Roxy. Does that mean it's worth more?
Hello?
Wait, Oregon, shut the fuck up. What were you saying, Canada?
Yeah. Does that mean it's worth more?
I would think so.
Depends. It's Lindsay Lohan's menstrual blood.
Hey, wait. Here's
nice. So is there like a DNA scan that we can verify that?
Okay, there's another Canadian person on, so you guys need to battle it out and figure out who gets the iPad.
It's free.
For free.
Hey, Ben,
are you in town, in Vancouver here?
Yeah,
you guys can go over to each other's houses and just duke it out on the phone, and let's hear it. And the remaining living person gets to have the iPad for free. We'll wait.
I think the first one's a pussy.
I think the second one's a pussy.
I'm betting on the second one. I haven't even heard him speak yet, but the first one sounds kind of...
Hi, Canada person. Are you calling about the iPad?
Well, I do have better things to do with my life than listen to you.
Oh, listen to you. You lose. Why
are you still talking? Oh. Why, huh? Right, well, you want to fight? I will.
Canadians
stayed on the phone.
Canadians don't anger easily.
I'm going to hang up right now, okay? Hang up.
They both hung up. Oregon person, we don't really want you to join our orgy, so bye.
You missed out, Jack Nuts.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, sorry about that. I just called the posting. I didn't know you guys lived in New Mexico.
Well, you're so dumb.
No.
How could you not know that? Like, how do you know?
We're up there visiting, having a wild, crazy, drug-fueled party.
Yeah, we're in
town. More guy involved.
Did you really...
And you're fucking blowing it.
Do you really think that, like, that was a real Craigslist ad? Because none of us posted that. People post our phone number all the time.
They're harassing us. They're going to go to jail for it.
Yeah. I thought it was. It says, let's have dinner tonight. I know a few good places that are open till after midnight.
Oh, how realistic is that, really?
Hey, wait.
Okay. Where is this? Where is
this? He's got good places for us to go.
No, hey, wait. Is it in personals? Where is it?
Where is it?
Yeah,
in Portland, Oregon.
No, personals.
Yeah, what part of Craigslist?
Hey, which bar you want to meet us at, buddy?
No, Matt, I can't hear anything. Which category is it in?
Personal.
Oh, okay. And it says, call me, and it's in Oregon? It's in Portland?
Yeah, it says, let's have dinner tonight. I have a few good places that are open till after midnight.
Well, listen, if you don't take that down right away, sir, we're going to call the police on you, and we're going to have you arrested.
Yeah, I don't see it in here. I think you're lying, and you need to stop calling this phone number.
Yeah.
Well, I know it's the first time I ever called it, but I apologize.
We have your number, and we're calling the police right now.
Well, buddy. Buddy, it's all good. Well, I'm going to... These dudes did it. They did a couple too many bumps. They're going to settle down in a minute, and we will party later. We'll call you back, all right?
It was a mistake on my part. I apologize.
Yeah, you bet it was a mistake.
We'll call you back.
This posting has been deleted by its author.
The police is
going to
come knocking. Oh, okay. It's a good thing you deleted it. I guess we won't call the police now.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
He went ahead and deleted it.
I'm glad you did. All right. Well, thank you.
Bye.
Sorry. Voicemail, nobody calls. I'm awesome. I can't afford to buy 8 balls, and I talk to myself on my Facebook wall. You know my pants sag low, even though that went out of style like 10 years ago. Suppose I got the swagger of a cripple. Cause I got 2600 chips with typewriters. Don't even try to dispute me. There's Rocky here.
Hi, Ida. It's for you, Roxy. But Roxy, I can barely hear you. Can you speak up?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Hi, Roxy.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah. How you doing?
Hello.
Don't fuck this up, Roxy, or I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to slap you in the face.
Okay. Back in. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll slap you too.
Hey, honey, just give me a minute. Okay, what?
Hello?
Yeah, sorry, that was my son.
Oh, no problem. So, you want to get some dinner?
Dude, it's like late. I don't want dinner. I just want sex. I just put dinner for like code.
Okay, sounds good to me. So, you want to meet us?
Yeah, I'll be there in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
You win the prize.
Get the address. Get the address.
I didn't want him to say his address over the phone.
Roxy's afraid she's going to get arrested for prostitution again, because it's happened before.
I know. They're going to take her babies away the next time.
I think this is for you, Roxy.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hey, I'm calling about your Craigslist ad.
Oh, you sound like a pervert.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Wow. Clank.
That's how it usually goes when guys call me, by the way.
When you do these kind of ads for real, right?
Yeah, when I do them for real, that's how it goes.
That clank is just so satisfactory.
I thought he was going to try to argue with me. He didn't even try to argue. He was like, okay.
He's like, right. Yeah. No, I get off on that.
It's like, yeah, you're right.
Oh my god, it's another Canadian calling in.
Where's Toomsy?
Hi, Canada. Tombstone won't call in because you're here, I bet.
No, he's got a different number. He's got a different area code.
Really? What's his area code? I need to know. Say it on the air, quick.
Send me the docs.
Doing it. Saying it.
What?
I don't think he would enjoy me saying any information about him, even his first name.
Who cares what he wants?
He's so paranoid.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
I got something awesome for you. I just, went and got the red phone that I do the hang-up noise with, so you can hear live hang-up noise.
You're going to hang up on me.
No. Yeah, no, I got the real phone.
Here, you want to hear the noise?
Here, let's hang up. Let's slam the phone down on this guy. Hi, who's this?
Hi, is Roxy there?
No.
Oh, dude. With fucking authority. It's better than... It's better than Thor's hammer coming down.
I should have this...
He deleted the ad. I don't understand. Maybe they just had the ad up on the screen.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and I don't have to switch screens to, go to the phone slamming... sound effect page, so... Yeah, I should just have this phone here for every show.
Dude, it just... Bam!
let's compare noises. Wait, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, next time she calls for Roxy, be yeah, I'm Roxy.
Okay, I will.
You do it.
Alright, here's fake slam. Fake MCs can't tell when their style is... Alright, and here's real slam down the phone noise. Oh, that sounded the same. What do you think?
Yeah. They're very similar.
Ah, you got to do it just right.
You're trying to. I'm just picturing you beating the shit out of an old red phone.
Call from I should get a hammer. Caller. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press.
Hello?
Of course.
Hello?
I found the ad.
Tell us what the ad says.
It just says basically what that guy described. Let's have dinner tonight. I know a few good places that are open till after midnight. Call me ASAP. Ask for Roxy, which is spelled with 2 X's.
It should have 3, though. They misspelled it.
796-4020, area code 505, not 503. And it has that picture of me that I use for Skype.
Ah, the one I'm looking at right now.
I think Space Bison had it.
Damn you, Space Bison.
It's okay. It's giving me practice. But you
guys, I don't think I know Space Bison.
I'm not 25.
Everyone knows Space Bison.
I don't. Oh, dude. So awesome.
Yeah. The one.
I can rotary dial, too.
The two postings, the second posting under mine. Or I guess the third posting down says, if I wanted a fake horny chick, I'd go to the Barracuda.
Oh, wait. Which section is this on Craigslist?
Personals in Portland. It says, let's have dinner tonight is the title.
Female seeking male or whatever?
Yeah.
Who's Space Bison?
It's Space Bison. Everyone knows Space Bison.
It's women-seeking men.
I know.
Multnomah County.
Hello?
Multnomah. Hi, strange area code that I don't know. What are you doing?
Hi, I'm inquiring about the iPad.
Oh, what? Are you in Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's not in Canada. He didn't say a boot.
Yeah. Well, what's going on here? You're trying to trick us.
What's all this? What's all this a boot?
You slipped up, man. We're on to you now.
Sure. I'm inquiring about the iPad. Anyways, hey, I will...
You're inquiring what?
He's got maple syrup in his veins, for Christ's sake.
He didn't say a boot.
Yeah.
He didn't.
It was fake Canadian.
He's pooping his number.
We spend too much time with Tombstone. We're not going to fall for these fake accents.
It's like, what do you think, dude? Do you think I'm going to drive down to the States to give it to you? You don't say a boot. You're not in Canada.
I talked to Tombstone, and then the other guy I talked to is this fucking felon in Canada. Who's just like.
Love is the most insane horror movie.
There's one close to Roxy. Hi, Texas.
That's San Antonio. It's not that close.
It's closer than Canada or Idaho, this other one.
I'm not from Canada.
Hi.
Dude, Texas guy, what are you calling about?
Is this Space Bison?
No.
Hi, is Roxy here?
Yeah, I'm here.
No, I'm Roxy. Oh, we'll hang up on him to talk to the Texas guy.
Why?
So, who are you, Texas person?
This is HRLA.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Shit is right.
That's my favorite noise tonight.
God.
That was epic. I'm getting another beer.
That was scary.
All right, tell us about your theory.
What theory?
I'm hovering over the hang-up button to hang up on your theory.
You said, I have a theory, and you're not saying what it is.
My theory is that
when
you have a period, that you need to clog it up with something like a Band-Aid or something.
Oh, if only there was somebody on the line that could tell us what that thing was.
It's a tampon!
Yay!
You win!
Wait, you don't get an abusive word, do you?
You guys say Walmart for me?
It's backwards.
What's
dude.
That?
That was so backwards.
I win. I got somebody to call in and make music.
What? This is somebody you know that called in?
No.
Oh, I thought this was all a setup just so you could win the game.
It was the Parker fucking pedophile.
Cheater. Evie cheated. She didn't get the prize. What is the prize?
It's a book. She's going to get a free PLA book. I'll have that to you.
Messed up one.
ASAP. Nah, Evie got a real one. Hi, unknown caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, hi.
Hi.
Is this the where the 64 gig iPad is?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Goodbye. Oh, I didn't get
that. And that's the end of that chapter.
When I slam down the real phone, it doesn't always do the bell thing. So I don't know if I like this.
You should record it. Ding, ding, ding.
That's what I do now.
Oh, wait. He has a recording of it.
Oh, wait, you guys. Hold on. Let me pick this one up, okay? Hello?
Hello? I have the wrong number, I'm sorry.
No. Who are you calling for?
Me?
Huh?
I'm looking for Chris.
This is Chris.
No, it isn't Chris, dude.
What the fuck? Yeah, I am Chris. I've always been Chris.
You're not Tom. Well, alright, you might be Chris, but this is the wrong Chris, because I work with Chris.
What Chris are you looking for?
Corral.
Chris Corral?
Yeah, Chris Corral.
Why are you calling? Like, what do you want with Chris?
He's my coworker, man. You have a good night, thank you.
That doesn't answer the question, asshole. What do you want? Oh, he's gone. I thought
I fired Chris.
I thought it was going to be for Roxy because it was a Portland, or it was a 513.
Yeah. But what if he was calling for Ellerback?
Hey, Brad, you should call the number for the phone show in 503 instead of 505. I'll bet he just pressed 505 instead of 503. And then be like, hey, did your friend call you yet? Because he called me.
I'm not sure how that would work.
I'll bet he just misdialed 505 instead of 503.
But then how would he reach me? You want me to call?
The number is 505-796-4020. He probably tried to call 503.
She's doing some good deductive thinking.
Sorry,
there.
The number you have reached Bradley. Is not in service.
Oh, it's not
please
in service,
press
Roxy.
The number and dial again.
So
it was a good shot though, Rox.
It was almost as good of a theory as this other guy in San Antonio.
Yeah.
No bells for you though.
And nothing's better than sharing a sleeping bag with Chris Ellerback.
Wee.
I need like a special Chris Ellerback sound effect. You know, like instead of
oh, you can probably get it off of YouTube. Oh, you know what? I have a recording of him doing the tattoo call, sounding like a retard.
Oh, nice.
So that could be, you know, I could just take a word out of that and give it to you.
Well, it needs to be like a happy prize noise, you know? Like, holy crap. Chris
I don't know, maybe...
Dude, it's ridiculous that his name is that hilarious.
Wait, this could be Chris Ellerback music. Like, anytime someone mentions his name, we'll just start playing that while we talk about it.
Oh, you know what? You should do, like, a fiesta or something.
Yeah. If only
it
I had a fiesta.
It should be like a fiesta. Like, aye! Or something.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
She is damn near at the border.
Roxy, do that again, and I'm going to record it.
She did her best Spanish accent there. Do it again.
Aye!
I don't know. I like the first one better.
Aye!
Yeah, I like
that. Arriba! Aye.
Sorry. Señor Hillock.
I
think it's a good time to go back to music and play Killing My Boner.
All the ladies.
Yeah, hi. Are you selling an iPad?
Yep. But not to people in San Francisco. I mean, like, we put the ad somewhere else.
No. I'm in Richmond. I'm just using the San Francisco number from online internet.
Internet.
So, yeah, it's called Magic Jack. Have you heard about it? It's like
what's that? It sounds magic, like voodoo. Like, this witch.
It's like a machine. It's like a small machine where
it's a machine
call like North America for unlimited.
Like with mechanical parts, does it like steam? It's steam like a, rises out of it.
It's like a lighter. It's a small machine.
It's got fire. It's like a lighter. Like fire comes out of it. I don't understand.
Anyway, so are you selling it or what?
Well, I'm not sure. I believe all your witchcraft voodoo stuff that you're talking about.
Why not? I'm in Richmond. I could text you right now.
Text me from your lighter steam engine magic wand thing?
Well, it's a 505 number, so I don't want to call using my cell phone because it's long distance, so I'm using my
don't
San
you
Francisco
have
number.
Free nights and weekends, though? If it's like 1 in the morning over there?
San Francisco? No, I'm not in San Francisco. I'm in Richmond.
I know, it's 1 in the morning in Richmond.
No, this is Richmond, Vancouver. BC.
Oh, I thought you meant Virginia.
No.
Now nothing's adding up. This is just ridiculous.
Uh-oh. Yeah, from the East Coast to the West Coast to Canada, what's
and
next?
Chris Ellerbeck's online.
This is freaking me out. I don't know. I don't think I want to deal with this.
You goddamn slope fuck.
Hey, San Francisco, have you ever seen the circus there?
I'll phone you right away with my Vancouver number.
Oh wait, Evie has a question.
I have a question for you real quick.
What?
Have you ever seen the circus in Richmond, BC?
Circus?
Yeah, have you ever seen it?
Have I ever seen a circus?
Yeah.
There's a circus before in Lansdowne.
Oh, not in Richmond?
See, now he doesn't even know
where the circus is.
He doesn't even know about the circus.
I live near River Rock in Richmond Center, so I'm telling you the truth.
Nothing adds up with this guy.
Right.
He sounds very suspicious.
Magic voodoo lighter things that he makes phone calls with. Come on.
He says his steam engine's running
off.
You guys
in Vancouver? Are you guys in Vancouver right now?
Yeah.
You said it's Llangarren 41st. There's a YMCA there.
Yeah, that's where you are.
You want to meet?
You should play that song.
Let's meet.
You're naked
YMCA. I'm a singer, actually. No, just kidding.
Oh, can you sing something for us?
If he sings something for us, then you get the iPad.
We're on the radios. You'll win. It's a radio competition for winning the iPad. We're on the radio. That's why there's four of us.
Oh, is there such a thing?
Yeah, you're live. Yes, it's called the radio.
Yeah, you're on the air, buddy.
Oh, that's
so do you want the iPad or no?
Oh, guess
live
what?
Live on 95.9.
I just hung up on him.
Oh, he was going to sing.
I'm sorry.
Whatever.
Oh, no, you're not.
Call Eller back. He's online.
But the show's over. It's like after 10.
Is it?
Yeah. It's sad lost music time.
Yeah. When'd you last name that?
Start the show a half an hour before it actually goes on air. That way, when it starts to get good, we don't have to end.
That's a great idea.
That's what I do.
Well, technically, we don't have to end.
Yeah, I don't plan to end. I'm just ending the official show, and I don't know. Maybe we can do calls or something.
Well, I learned that no matter where
I learned that Roxy will prostitute herself out.
Yeah,
for dinner.
So I was going to say, no matter where I'm at, I'm always getting phone calls for prostitution.
It follows you everywhere.
It does. I can't escape it.
Can I talk about? I'm going to say what Rob T. Firefly learned. He learned that radio is a wireless lighter device, or something like that. That's what he wrote in the chat room.
Everyone, write what you learned. We'll read it.
I learned that I should watch. I shouldn't kick the button to the cacti radio machine during the show because it shuts everything down.
Stay still.
It does, but you also learned that you have amazing reflexes and that you caught it.
Yeah. Click the cancel button. Hey, Canada person, what did you?
Says, oh.
Oh, I'm sorry, Canada person. Can you tell me what you learned today?
Hello?
Tell me what you learned today, Canada person. Are you actually in Richmond or San Francisco or something?
Hello?
Hi.
Jesus Christ. Say hello again, you stupid fuck.
We need to know what you learned.
Well, Jen learned today that the internet is not a truck, but a series of tubes. And Minnie Meesat learned that in Richmond, B.C., people have Mexican accents.
That guy had a Mexican accent.
Rob T. Firefly learned that another thing, that Virginian, Canadian, Wisconsin voodoo is the best voodoo. Chris Fry learned that Canadians are people, too.
Hello?
Hi.
Dude.
Hey, other Canadian person, what did you learn today?
Hello?
Hi.
Wow.
Is this Brett?
Yes, but we need to know what you learned today. What have you learned today? What lessons, life lessons?
for example,
he just hung up.
Lorcon learned that the phone show is not worth skipping streamings for.
Yeah, I learned that I shut off the Ustream twice today. Oops, sorry.
You learned to lurk more.
I learned that Evie's a big lurker, but she still talks sometimes.
Only if you trust me personally.
Yeah, that's how you get her to talk.
I like her little question mark head. That's cool.
I learned that
these other jackasses are just all question mark, but she's got the question mark just for her head.
That's
so
the best part.
Cooler.
I learned that I can lure Evie to my house by promising to let her use my microphone.
Yeah.
I love the slapper on it.
And on that note, the show's over.
Yeah. I was about to take it to a bad place.
This makes me sad to hear this music and have to say goodbye afterwards. It's like,
you don't have to say goodbye.
Oh, that's
it's
so
fake, remember?
Here, I'll turn it off. All right, bye everyone. See you next week. But stick around and we'll probably stay in the air and make phone calls. With so much drama in the galaxy, it's kind of hard for me to be the EMC. Got my Phantom Cruiser, don't need a road. Call me Challenger, cause I'm about to explode. Got fed up with all you jerks on planet Earth, so I made space my turf. I slay Milky Way, Starburst, and Moon Rocks. Got a posse with Mr. Spock and some Ewoks. Some need to know. You mess with me, you mess with C-3PO. And I can speak Klingon, can you? The only alien you know is Nanu Nanu. Misa thinks it's time to eliminate Jar Jar Binks. I blast him through my Stargate. I'm just a dork like Mork from Mork. Don't be a...